Protests against the Israeli government's ongoing war in Gaza have intensified both domestically and internationally, signaling a deepening crisis for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Following Netanyahu's decision to resume the war, widespread demonstrations erupted across the occupied territories and beyond, with protesters demanding an end to the military offensive and greater humanitarian access to Gaza. Within Israel, settlers and citizens alike have condemned the government for endangering the lives of hostages held by Hamas and for exacerbating security and economic pressures. The backlash has extended into the military itself, with various army units voicing opposition to Netanyahu's war strategy. Hundreds of former and active military personnel, including members of the Air Force, Navy, and medical units, have signed open letters demanding an immediate ceasefire. These individuals argue that the war has become strategically futile, harms civilians, and undermines military morale. In a particularly significant development, about 1,000 reserve pilots and Air Force personnel criticized the continuation of the war and called for public protests. Similarly, over 150 former Navy officers described the campaign as genocidal and harmful to both soldiers and civilians. Military medical personnel have also raised alarms over the dire health conditions in Gaza due to the blockade and shortage of medical supplies. The relationship between the military and Netanyahu's government has been deteriorating for over 2 years, driven by strategic, political, and personal disagreements. Many in armed forces believe that the war is being prolonged by Netanyahu to protect his political survival and avoid prosecution in multiple corruption cases. His deflection of blame onto the military following the October 7th attack further eroded trust within the ranks. Discontent was already growing prior to the war, particularly during Netanyahu's push for controversial judicial reforms, which prompted thousands of reservists to refuse service in protests. A growing number of soldiers feel they are participating in a war driven by political motives rather than national defense, leading to a decline in morale and credibility. The fear of international persecution has also contributed to the rift. Many soldiers, particularly pilots and medical staff, worry about being tried for war crimes, especially as international courts begin investigations. Cases from past conflicts in Yugoslavia, Rwanda, and more recently Iraq and Afghanistan have heightened concern among Israeli forces. In January, Brazil's judiciary initiated a case against an Israeli officer, and CNN reported widespread anxiety among soldiers about being detained while traveling abroad. As opposition within the military grows, the government has resorted to punitive measures. Reports emerge that the chief of staff and Air Force commander are expelling reservists who signed protest letters, with at least 60 pilots already dismissed. Netanyahu dismissed the dissenters as liars and extremists, downplaying their numbers and influence. He labeled the protest movement as a fringe group of anarchists detached from the mainstream and accused them of inciting unrest. Experts warn that this heavy-handed approach could deepen internal divisions. Analysts suggest that the government's attempts to suppress dissent may backfire, leading to larger protests within the military and possible mass resignation. The current trajectory indicates that the divide between the army and the government is becoming a full-blown governance crisis. If the government continues to ignore military warnings and public dissent, It risks further erosion of internal cohesion and increased domestic and international pressure.